code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 12th, 2009. Newcomers, as always, I suggest you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, take a note of all the other sites I have up there, bookmark them, in case any of the big servers go down. They occasionally do. That way, if you bookmark them, you can always get the daily shows, pull them up for download from the alternate sites. And remember, too, on the EU site, the European site, you can get transcripts as well, written in the various languages of Europe, of some of these talks that I've given for print up. And remember, too, the big thing is, because people always forget, and believe you me, it dries up unless I keep harping on about this little fact. This is probably the only show out there where the host depends upon you to keep them going. The advertisers on this show pay RBN directly for the airtime. That's how it's all on. And that pays RBN for the staff and their time and their technicians and their bills, etc. So it's up to you to keep me going. And if you go into the cuttingthroughthematrix.com or any of the other sites, you'll see how to do it. You can buy the books, etc. I have for sale. That will just make me sort of trickle along there. Or you can donate through PayPal or any other method that you wish, in fact. I always say outside of the UK, of the Americas, people use Western Union. That's very expensive, but some people will use it. And there's MoneyGram as well. I think that's a bit cheaper. And some people just send straight cash, and that cuts out the banker, at least at one end. And they're fat enough as it is, so who complains about that? Personal checks are good within the US and Canada. Either side doesn't matter. And for those who just get the discs burned of the shows, you can get in touch with me to play them on your CDs and you don't like computers at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. But it's up to you to keep it going because, as I say, when I'm not really entangled with advertisers or I'm not dependent on corporations or companies to keep me going, then I can say more on what I want to say. Remember that, too. There's always a trade-off with everything. If you take on sponsorship, it's a trade-off when you're asked honest questions about certain things or maybe even products. You can have tied as to what you can reply. And saying that, after having said that, I should go into tonight's topic. But remember, it's up to you to keep me going. You pay for other people's sites where you can't get in unless you do join, and you pay them your monthly sums. You can always help me out too the same way, even $1 or $2 a month. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening out there, and thousands of other sites just pick up my stuff and run with it. So it is being read and listened to across the whole planet. But unfortunately, the times we live in means that everybody expects things for free. Generally, I think it's free. That's why the internet was put out there with so many free things on it initially, to get everybody hooked on it. It didn't just evolve by itself. When Brzezinski said they're going to give the public a method of communication, and then he detailed the reasons why, the real reasons why, to create a global culture and surveillance as well, of course. Then they put all that free stuff out there so that everyone would get used to it. Then they start tightening the ropes, making you pay for things. And shortly, when it goes into the cloud system, even the big newscasters who are going to take over the internet, you have to pay even to get into them. That's been in the news recently. So help me out. It's up to you. Back with more after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. You know, we're bombarded by articles every day. There's thousands and thousands of articles. Articles is just data, really. Most of it's irrelevant. Other articles are full of propaganda, you might say. Other ones are just simply deceptive, and other ones again are deceptive and put out really as handouts by organizations, and often they're non-governmental organizations, but most folk don't even know it. So they think they're reading news, but it's actually a handout with a spin, according to a particular non-governmental organization or foundation. And there's an article here to do with militias in the US, and it's from the AP Press, the Associated Press. Definitely a handout, because, and here's why. This is by Aileen Sullivan, August 12th, Washington. Militia groups with gripes against the government are regrouping across the country and could grow rapidly, according to an organization that tracks such trends. You see? The stress of a poor economy and a liberal administration led by a black president. So, already, if you didn't realize it, that they're labeling it as racist. You see, by the way it's worded here, that's not happenstance. The stress of a poor economy and a liberal administration led by a black president are among the causes for the recent rise. See, so you're giving your premise right away at the beginning. That's how most of these things work. And once it's in your head, like an imprint, the rest of the stuff just flows into your skull without you questioning. I just watched a BBC documentary that was sent to me. I can't watch anything because I'm on ExploreNet satellite. It's awful, awful. Don't anybody get it. They punish you if you use it and cut you back. And even the commentator in that BBC documentary about Britain and the spy cameras started the premise off by saying there are cameras everywhere, but most folk like it. So right away he's giving you a false impression. Most folk don't like it at all. That's how simple techniques are. And these guys are taught to use them. Back to this article. It says after basically saying you're racist if you're against any Obama's policies, it says the report from the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the group that tracks the trend, supposedly. Now, if you look into the Southern Poverty Law Center and look into its history, if there's any organization that should be investigated, and they have been over the years, it should be this one, because they have an agenda. Conspiracy theories about a secret Mexican plan to reclaim the Southwest are also growing amid the public debate about illegal immigration. Bart McIntyre, a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, told Southern Poverty Law Center. So here's the police, you see, a special agent talking to this NGO group that's heavily funded through foundations and so on to spin things in a particular way. And they've got, as I say, one hell of a track record for corruption and so on. So they say, it says that this is the most growth you've seen in more than a decade. So here's the cops in bed with this NGO. That's not how it's supposed to be, by the way. All it's lacking is a spark, McIntyre said in the report. It's reminiscent of what was seen in the 1990s. Right-wing militias, people ideologically against paying taxes, and so-called sovereign citizens are popping up in large numbers, according to the report to be released Wednesday. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a non-profit civil rights group that, among other activities, investigates hate groups. You should see how the CEOs of this particular bunch and the money they've been caught with in the past, in trunks of cars and stuff. Last October, someone from the Ohio militia posted a recruiting video on YouTube billed as a wake-up call for America. It's been viewed more than 60,000 times. And it is wonderful, isn't it, that the internet really is helping governments, even if they're tyrannical. I mean, the Soviet Union didn't have this kind of miracle happening in their backyard. They didn't have all this stuff to watch the spy and spy on the public. But here we are in the West. We keep telling us we're free, you know. And we're helping them at the same time, because they're spying on us and what we watch. And that's why they're taking track of everyone and what sites you go into to keep a tab on you. This is what it's all about. We're under something far, far worse than George Orwell even dreamed of. It says here, things are bad, things are real bad, and it's going to be a lot worse, said the man on the video, who did not give his name. Our country is in peril. Then it says, the man is holding an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and encouraged viewers to buy one. Well, anti-government, now, anti-government is a term that came right from the Soviet terminology. That's no coincidence. They started to use it, I think, in the Bush senior's presidency. It was the first time I'd heard it used in the West. They used that in the Soviet regime from the beginning. So in other words, anti-government, when you complain about anything the government does, you're now anti-government. That means that the whole opposition lobby must be anti-government too when they complain about policies. Yeah. Well, anti-government sentiment has been on the rise over the last 2 years. There aren't as many threats and violent acts at this point as there were in the 1990s, according to the report. Then it says, the movement before bore the likes of Timothy McVeigh, who in 1995 blew up a federal building in Oklahoma City and killed 168 people. But he did it all on his own, right? But McIntyre fears it's only a matter of time. These militias are concentrated in the Midwest, Pacific Northwest, and the Deep South, according to Mark Potok, an SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, again, staff director, who co-wrote the report. Recruiting videos and other outreach on the internet are on the rise, he said, and researchers from his center found at least 50 new groups in the last few months. The militia movement of the 1990s gained traction with growing concerns about gun control, environmental laws, and anything perceived as liberal government meddling. And it's great, again, how they spin it off into liberal, isn't it? And they label anyone who thinks that they're standing up for their country as right-wing. And by the new definitions, you see, they're quite right. Because, you see, I think it was Kissinger, when he was over in Germany, he was asked the question at a meeting, to give the definition of terrorism as perceived with internal terrorism within the United States. What did the U.S. actually mean by terrorism? And Kissinger said that anyone who is not globalist is therefore labeled as a terrorist. That's the definition of it, you see. So if you are standing around thinking you're still an American citizen and you have a nation, you're therefore a terrorist. Because we're supposed to all be global now, you see. We're under governance. Governance is done by groups and NGOs, etc., with the selected people in governments who do treaties with other countries via the UN generally, and those treaties are binding, and they bound us together a long time ago as a global society, a la Fabian style. It's been done a long time ago. It says, now officials are seeing a new generation of activists, according to the report. The Law Center spotlights Edward Kornke, a Michigan man who hosts an internet radio show about militias. His father, Mark, was a major figure in the 1990s militia movement and served 6 years in prison for charges, including assaulting police. Last year, officials warned about an increase in activity from militias in a five-year threat project. See, this comes under the threat projects they talk about. It's a massive organization. This was looking for all kinds of threats, bacterial warfare, everything, and violence in militias and people fighting back when they're losing their property even, has been discussed with these threat projects. White supremacists and militias are more violent and thus more likely to conduct mass casualty attacks on the scale of the 95 Oklahoma City bombing, the threat projection said. I guess a computer must have spat it out. Maybe one is a second-hand one that gives you global warming. A series of domestic terrorism incidents over the past year have not been directly tied to organized militias. But the rhetoric behind some of the crimes are similar. So here you are, a so-called series of domestic terrorism incidents over the past year have not been directly tied to the militias. But the rhetoric behind some of the crimes are similar. So if you don't belong to any organization and you believe you have a right as a sovereign citizen to say something, with a constitution and a bill of rights, you're still classified, you see, as a terrorist, domestic terrorist. And do you understand what this is actually saying this in this article here? And I'm sure there's many, many more. This article is a handout, will be across a lot of different papers across the U.S. So anyone at all who still thinks we've got a country and they should stand up for the country, all their rights even, all their rights, is a terrorist. And of course, they have been teaching that to police for years now. People with constitution or pocket constitutions that are very popular and so on, if they have them in their possession, should be treated as a suspect, possible terrorist. That's the reality of it all for those who think they still have a country. See, the coup was done a long time ago. It was done when they signed the charter, the agreement, at the United Nations in San Francisco, a long time ago. That would bound all the countries together under the tenets of the United Nations. You can't belong to the UN unless you agree to all of its agenda, all of it. That's population control, World Health Organization with mandatory powers over the entire world, etc., etc. That was all done. And they signed it all back then, a long time ago. They didn't want to tell most countries until recently that you have no countries. That's why they started slipping governance, global governance, over the last few years, because they still wanted the U.S. to provide soldiers to be the army to finish off the job. Back with more after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. It's quite amazing, though, if I get the link to that BBC documentary I mentioned at the same time as reading that article. At the end of it, as the man's driving along, the interviewer, you see this little drone following his car. They have them in Britain. They follow you around and take pictures and so on. A little flying drone, like something out of sci-fi. It's all for safety, of course, all the spying. And everybody is being put under... Are you put under the terrorism laws in Britain for the slightest misdemeanor? Even if your dog poops, they'll spy on you to watch. The whole teams will come out and watch you night and day, courtesy of the taxpayer. Amazing. This is worse than any tyrannical system the world has ever seen. And it's going to get worse. Because we're going to put cameras in everybody's homes, not just the first few thousand families mandated by the government. They want them in everyone's home for behavior modification, they call it. Here's an ad. It's out currently. It's been out for a little while for the National Guard in the U.S. It says here, earn more money with the skills you have. Learn more of the skills you need, it says. The job title is for a corrections officer -internment-resettlement specialist. Job description is an internment resettlement specialist for the Army National Guard. You'll ensure the smooth running of military confinement correctional facilities or detention and internment facility similar to those duties. conducted by civilian corrections officers. It's going to be the same thing, only it's going to happen in the States. This will require you to know proper procedures and military law and have the ability to think quickly in high-stress situations. Specific duties may include assisting with supervision and management operations, providing facility security, providing custody, control, supervision, and escort and counseling individual prisoners in rehabilitative programs. That's where they stop you from saying, I'm an American citizen, to saying, I'm a global citizen, I'm a global citizen, and now you're stamped approved, you see? Stamped approved. But there you go, an internment-resettlement specialist. That's what they're recruiting for, and they train you for it too. And that ties in with an article that came about, I think, last month from Idaho, I think it was Idaho Observer, an article where maybe for the first time in any kind of mainstream newspaper, they've taken this seriously. Before it's been called conspiracy, and conspiracy imaginings from conspiracy buffs, all the stuff to do with internment camps, but I've actually got the stuff here where first Bush and then Obama has allocated more and more money to the building of these facilities across the U.S. And here they are advertising for internment resettlement specialists. And, of course, we're just being paranoid, aren't we? I mean, they're just doing all of this stuff just in case, you know, the sky falls and stuff like that. That's all it's for. So why are we worried? Why are we worried? And you've got nothing to hide. Why are you worried anyway? Yeah. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that what they say? I used to laugh at New York. I still laugh at New York. And it's really the world's capital outside of London for commerce across the planet and money, etc. And you don't go to live in New York unless you can really hustle and live amongst people who are already trained to be top hustlers. You got to know what you're doing to live in New York. It's a very cold place otherwise, very, very cold. You're either a winner or a loser. That's it. And I can remember when the tent cities were up there quite a few years ago, and Canada was watching them. Toronto, the mayor of Toronto, there was Mel Lastman at that time, was watching what the mayor of New York was doing with all the homeless. Well, the homeless in New York City, the tent city, simply got bulldozed down. They bulldozed them out the way, you know. And bulldozed, it was kind of like watching what they do in Israel with the Palestinians' homes. We've seen that so many times on TV. It's just much the same. Only tents go down much easier. And cardboard and stuff like that, and tin. And then Mel took the hint from New York and did the same thing in a tent city that was forming outside Toronto. You mustn't have these eyesores, you see. Everybody's got to believe we're prosperous and we're doing well, and this is annoying to see this kind of stuff and people in rags, and it's just not nice. So they simply bulldoze everything down and try and get rid of them. Well, here's the latest thing from New York. And this is from The Guardian, UK. New York gives homeless people a one-way ticket to leave the city. They're deporting them. They're deporting the people. Families given travel costs to tackle problem of overcrowded shelters to save taxpayers' money. 29th of July, 2009. Homeless men sleep on park benches. In New York, it says homeless men sleep on park benches in New York, on the photographs, etc. Here was the story itself. It says, New York has found a novel, if expensive, way of dealing with its overcrowded shelters, buying one-way tickets for homeless families to leave the city. Under the initiative by the administration of the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, hundreds of families have been given plane, rail, and bus tickets, and even gasoline vouchers to leave the city. One homeless family of five was given $6,332 worth of travel costs to Paris, according to the New York Times, deporting them all. They don't want them there. Don't want them there. The city justifies such costs because it argues the alternative is more expensive. It costs New York's taxpayers $36,000 to put up a homeless family a night in a shelter for a year. I'll be back with more on this topic after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading an article from the New York Times to do with the deportation of people who end up in poverty lane and how they're deporting them to other countries or across the U.S., depending on if you have any relatives anywhere. It says here, the families can qualify for the tickets if they have a relative in another part of the world, including the U.S., who says they're willing to house them. Since the $500,000 a year scheme was launched in 2007, 550 homeless families have been paid to leave the city. None have come back. Since we want to divert as many families as we can that need assistance, Vida Chavez Downs, a city official, said, we have paid for visas, we've gone down to the consulate, we've provided letters, we've paid for passports for people to go, anyone who comes through our door. Critics have dismissed the initiative as a gimmick. Arnold Cohen, head of a New York campaign group partnership for the homeless, told the New York Times the city is engaged in cosmetics. What we're doing is passing the problem of homelessness to another city. We're taking people from a shelter bed here to the living room couch of another family. Essentially, this family is still homeless. The closest British equivalent was an initiative in London to relocate homeless families to towns with a surplus of homes, such as Huddersfield. It's quite something, isn't it? Quite something. But never address the problems. You just won't say why there's so many people homeless, and of course they'll never say, well, the economy is smashed. By design, mind you. Because we're in a new We're a new age of change. This is a century of change where we've got to eat less and do a lot of things less and not buy so much, etc., and get used to getting minimum wages because we won't need all that money, you see, because we're not allowed to buy so much eventually. They'll be spying on you if you do. And this is all part of it. You see, you're living through an agenda here. Do you understand there's an agenda at work? It's not just a crashing economy that happened by itself. It's not just the fact that academia has been looking forward to this century of change for 50 years, and they have helped draft a lot of this stuff up through their NGOs from academia. And governments across the world are implementing the same laws for their police state world to make sure that under behavior modification, we all completely, completely change our ways. This is behavior modification. This is Skinnerian techniques. Terrify the people, just like terrifying the dogs. Spying them with cameras everywhere, internet all their information, intimidate them until they're quivering, and then you recondition them. That's what you do. And that's what the Soviet-Fabian system, communist system, has always done whenever it's in power. And you're living under this because I said years ago, you had a fascist elite at the top. That's how the world is to be run, who own all the resources of the planet. Mind you, they'll say it's in care of you. It's the people's water. It's the people's electricity. It's the people's oil. But they, of course, will be in charge of it, in charge of the big profits too. Well, a Sovietized governmental system, a police state, runs the masses from the bureaucracies down. That's already up and running, if you don't know. Well, that book I read a long time ago on the air from the Royal Institute of International Affairs-CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, from their 1938 meeting in Melbourne, Australia, discussed the immigration into all the Western countries and how it would be in 50 years' time or more. They went right into past the year 2001. And they had representatives from every British Commonwealth country there and other non-Commonwealth countries like the United States there too. They had members from Canada there who were in government and ones who had been and now are out of government. Again, they never get retired, remember. And they talked about the quotas from different countries and how they'd bring... Britain was slated primarily to take immigrants in by the end of the century, mainly from the British Commonwealth countries, including India. So India was a priority, and they certainly know it now. It's been done. It's been done. But they also knew there'd be an upset period during this time of transition, as they like to call it. Like, they've got nice words for all of this stuff. Transition means all the chaos is cultures clash, you see. I mean, they do clash. There are real differences in cultures. When large, large groups come into any country from a completely different alien culture, there's always clashes. And then government immediately steps in to stop any problems. They'll brand any problems as racist to make everyone feel guilty right away, rather than stand back and say, well, you know, there are cultural problems here. There's different ways of doing things, and so on. This is also the time that Julian Huxley talked about the period of that would be, yes, of a changeover, all morals after being destroyed, you see, to create this new world culture. And it won't be based on a British system or an American system. It's a new world culture that is being, it's already up in its early phases. It's already to roll into the whole phase. It's a completely different culture where you simply obey like the Soviets. That's really what it is. In fact, more so than the Soviets, because there truly will be a personally monitored police state for everyone. So they foresaw in 1938 all of this stuff that we're now reading about today, because it was planned that way, you see. These are planning meetings that they have, their world meetings. They weren't just planning an upcoming war with Germany, which they were, but they also mentioned in the same book they'd be fortunate if Japan would attack the U.S. and bring them into this war that hadn't started yet. These guys know it all. And the man from India complained that Britain wasn't taking enough immigrants at that time, or Canada. And he said that would be rectified once they conditioned the public to accept it, to accept that culture coming in, which would be done mainly through comedies, of course, then movies and documentaries, etc., 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 and then education of a whole generation. So naturally, they've done a lot to offset the clashes, but it's still there. They've got to have special ethnic leaders in every area now that have to get together and all fight out their differences between each other. That costs a fortune from the taxpayer. All of this stuff costs a fortune. The tuition costs a fortune when so many of them can't speak any English. That's old news. This article is from Wednesday, August 12, 2009, from Mail Online. English-speaking pupils are a minority in inner-city London primary schools. I think that's the same in a lot of other countries now, too. It says 54% of primary pupils from inner-city schools like this one in East London do not have English as their first language. Children who speak English as their first language are now a minority in inner-city London primary schools, official figures showed yesterday. Youngsters with a different mother tongue form a majority in primaries in 13 out of 33 London boroughs and in nearby Slough. In inner London, 54% of primary pupils and 48.5% in secondary institutions do not speak English as their first language. This amounts to an astonishing 159,340 children. Inner London, that's just inner London. Across the country, English is a foreign language to more than one in seven primary youngsters, almost 500,000. The figures from the Department for Children, Schools and Families point to the major demographic changes over the past few decades. Around a fifth of pupils are from ethnic minorities, up from 11% in 1997. There are concerns that school finances are under strain as growing numbers of youngsters require help with English. Heads leaders have urged the government to fund schools adequately and give fair treatment during inspections to those with large concentrations of non-English speakers. Figures show there are 14 council areas in which primary children with English as their second language are in the majority, 13 London boroughs and in St. Slough. In Tower Hamlets, almost 4 out of 5 youngsters do not have English as their mother tongue. In other areas, including Leicester, Luton and Bradford, proportion is approaching 50%. For primaries overall, 15.2% are non-native English speakers, up from 14.4% last year. The figures indicate that many recent migrants have settled in London. As I've said before, it's not that you're overpopulated, it's just that the doors are wide open. And it's the governments who are bringing in immigrants. Then it's the governments that point to the overcrowding and say there's just too many people in the world. You see? The lowest populations of youngsters with English as a second language are in the southwest and northeast. Sir Andrew Green of the Migration Watch think tank, another private thing, you see, these figures confirm the huge impact immigration is having on our society. When government funds are as tight as they are, this is bound to have a negative impact as children with English as an additional language will need extra tuition. He added, in inner London, it's hard to know whose immigrant children are supposed to integrate with, since they're heavily outnumber the local children. And see, all the propagandas for the incomers to integrate, but they outnumber the local children. The figures reflect a fivefold increase in immigration since Labour came to power. Net immigration has increased from 48,097 to 237,000 in 2007. From 48,000 to 237,000 in 2007. And where do they go? They go to the same existing cities. Then the government can say, oh, look at that, you're all crap, there's just too many people. There's too many people, my God. Of course, there's not enough work either, so there's too much crime. We've got to spy on you all. Ho, ho. Isn't it wonderful how government sets up the problem, then points to the people and says, oh, we've got to control you all. You think this is all by accident? Do you? Really, really? Those who do, please go off and listen to some other radio station. maybe Andy Pandy or something like that. Winnie the Pooh. Now, this swine flu vaccine is really causing some controversy. Because, first I think they gave it to children in Japan, and there was incredible damage done to a lot of children. I think some of them died with it. But they're really throwing it out in Europe and other countries because the public panicked. That's what the whole panic campaign was drummed up for, by big pharma and government. And they're just dishing this out to anyone with a sniffle without testing them even for, see if they've actually got, in fact, they don't really want to test them because then they'll know that not enough of them really have the swine flu. That's why they're not testing them. They want to put them down as having swine flu, but they don't want to test them to prove them wrong. They want the numbers. It says, swine flu TV presenters, presenter's daughter almost died after taking Tamil flu. This is fairly common. GMTV star Andrew Castle confronts Health Secretary Andy Burnham over policy of giving drugs to children. Tuesday, 11th of August. Andrew Castle, it says, with co-op presenter Penny Smith, confronted the Health Secretary Andy Burnham over giving Tamiflu to children during the swine flu pandemic. The Health Secretary Andy Burnham today defended giving the antiviral drug Tamiflu to children for swine flu as TV presenter Andrew Castle said his daughter almost died after taking it. Burnham was confronted by Castle on GMTV after researchers said the antiviral drug's benefits did not outweigh its side effects during the flu pandemic. Castle said his older daughter, Georgina, had a respiratory collapse and suffered very heavily after being just handed the drug without a proper diagnosis. That's what they're doing across the board. They don't want a proper diagnosis because then they can't hand out the Tamiflu. There'd be no need for it. The presenter said, I can tell you that my child, who was not diagnosed at all because she had asthma, she took Tamiflu and almost died. Burnham sympathized with Castle, always sympathetic, saying it must have been very worrying, but maintained that advice to parents to treat swine flu with Tamiflu remained unchanged. Member of Parliament said Georgina would have been given Tamiflu during the earlier containment phase of swine flu. He stressed that the research dealt with the seasonal flu, not swine flu. It's very much a safety-first approach. It sounds utterly confused to me. Given that swine flu had a disproportionate effect on children, the minister maintained that the antiviral drug was our only line of defence. Now, they've already admitted it doesn't work. So how is it a line of defence? Some 300,000 people in England, including children and adults, have received Tamiflu through the government's National Pandemic Flu Service for England. Now, how many of them do you think got a swab sent off to a laboratory to test for it? Well, probably maybe two, maybe one, maybe none. But yesterday, Oxford University researchers said children should not be given the antiviral drug to combat swine flu. They urged the Department of Health to shrink, do you think, its policy on giving the drug to under-12s during the current pandemic. A study published in the British Medical Journal warned that Tamiflu could cause vomiting, which could lead to dehydration and the need for hospital treatments. Researchers said children should not be given the drug if they had a mild form of the illness, although they urged parents and the GPs, general practitioners, to remain vigilant for signs of complications. Parents of children with a compromised immune system or a condition such as cystic fibrosis should discuss the harms and benefits with their general practitioner, they said. But overall, the researchers said children who were otherwise healthy could suffer more harm than benefit from taking Tamiflu or other antiviral drugs such as Rolenza. Researchers also found that using antivirals as a preventative measure had little effect in reducing transmission of flu. It may reduce the flu by 8%. It may. I like that kind of stuff. The study was carried out in April and May before the government decided to stop using Tamiflu preventively. Only those with suspected or confirmed swine flu were now getting the drug and being urged to get access to Tamiflu through the Pandemic Flu Service, which is accessed online or via a telephone helpline. A Department of Health spokesman yesterday dismissed the researchers' claims that their findings would also apply to swine flu. The BMJ reviews is based on seasonal flu and not swine flu, he says. But boy, they really helped to complicate it. Like to muddy the waters. It says, Georgina, 16, was given Tamil flu when five pupils at Elaine's school in South London were diagnosed with the illness in May. We saw a respiratory collapse through the drug, and it almost cost my older child her life, her father said on GMTV. He says, the Health Protection Agency just handed it out. A lot of children suffered in the school very heavily. He went on, the doctor's surgery wouldn't take her. The doctor said, no, we can't take her to A&E. So she's on the floor having this nightmare of situations. A lot of people are in this situation and they don't know what to do. So you've got socialized medicine in Britain. And it's like a factory, just wait your turn. Back with more after this break.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, showing you how the politicians in charge of the Ministry of Health want children to take Tamil flu regardless, even though it's almost killing children. It's maybe killed some already. We'll hear about that later, and I doubt they'll hush it up. But here's another article, too. After Burnham, that is in charge of pushing the stuff in Britain on behalf of the British government, here's an article here, again, warning people of the dangers of Tamil flu. It says here, Mail Online, August the 11th, it says, parents were warned last night not to give Tamil flu to children with swine flu because the risks far outweigh the negligible benefits. Scientists said the powerful antiviral puts children at higher risk of dangerous complications, but has little impact on the length of their illness. The study for a respected medical journal is the most extensive research of its kind yet carried out. Maybe the minister in charge of the National Health Service should read it. It concluded that Tamiflu also has very little impact on the spread of swine flu, and handing it out freely could even increase the virus's resistance to the drug. Maybe the drug didn't do anything in the first place, except make you sick. The research will spark widespread confusion as it contradicts the Department of Health, which encourages patients to ring a hotline to get Tamiflu for their children at the first sign of flu-like illness. That's all it is, a sign. Hay fever. Achoo. It comes just a fortnight after a study found half the children taking Tamiflu had side effects such as vomiting, nausea, and nightmares. You know, the stuff also makes the fat move around in their body. It takes it from certain places and dumps it all in their belly. Did you know that's how potent this stuff is? I mean, is this biowarfare or what? The government's emergency flu hotline handed out no fewer than 100,000 packs of Tamiflu to children under 12 in the first 2 weeks. But the research published by the British Medical Journal queries the strategy of giving the drug to anyone with potential symptoms over a hotline manned by staff with no medical training. Listen to me. You can do all that. They can buy helicopters to follow cars on the road and spy on people with infrared. And you can buy all these robots that fly in the sky for motorists and stuff and have CCTV cameras across all highways integrated in one system. But they can't just can't train medical staff. It's sort of bottom priority, isn't it, your health? This researcher said children should not be given an antiviral drug. The two experts behind the study said the government should hold an urgent review into its policy. Urgent. When you can get government to act on a request by people outside the military complex to be urgent, good luck. Dr. Carl Hennigan, a general practitioner and expert from the John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford, warned that Tamiflu was not a magic bullet. And Dr. Matthew Thompson, a GP and researcher at Oxford University, analyzed four studies of children aged 1 to 12. 1 to 12, eh? Tamiflu or the other antiviral Relenza. They found that these children were likely to get better less than a day earlier than they would just with rest and recuperation, while in two of the studies, the benefits was not statistically significant. In other words, there's no difference in the time that you got it at all. See how that's worded there? You should say, if you got the flu, you'd take it for aspirin for 7 days or to stay in bed for a week. It's the same, you see. It's the same. So I'll put these links up on my site so you can check them out for yourself. And that's at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. The music's coming in for tonight, and nice flown in as always. So from Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, Hamish is the dog. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent